Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Sports Radio 810 WHB, the Interurban Lofts proudly present The Border Patrol with Stephen St. John and Nate Buchady.
Good morning, my neighbors!
It's showtime!
The 3-2 pitch. Trout swings and misses. And Japan wins the 2023 WBC. Ohtani fires his helmet towards the dugout. He's mobbed on the mound by his teammates. And Japan goes undefeated in winning the championship tonight. 3-2.
Full count. Ohtani ka? Trout ka?
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Wednesday, hump day, March 22nd, 2023. Stupid rain. Stop it. Stop that. You heard the highlights right there of the dramatic final, the final game, the championship game of the World Baseball Classic between the United States and Japan. Japan wins it 3-2, and boy, you couldn't ask for more drama, even though Mookie Betts kind of ruined it. Thanks for nothing, Mookie Betts. Didn't do a double play. I wanted to see Trout come up with some runners on base, but I guess that wouldn't have mattered because it came down to two outs in the ninth inning, with Mike Trout up at the plate. We never see him in big situations. We never see him in big moments because his Major League Baseball team usually sucks. And so there he is. If you've ever wondered, what would Mike Trout be like in a big game with everything on the line? Here you go. And who is he facing? Shohei Ohtani, his Major League Baseball teammate, but his World Baseball Classic foe. And that's what you wanted, right? That's what everybody wanted to see with a game on the line. And look, it could have been score out of hand. It could have been all kinds of different scenarios. But this was it. Now, like I said, if Mookie Betts doesn't ground into a double play, maybe it could even be more dramatic, but whatever. Two outs, nobody on. Here comes Mike Trout to face Ohtani with the World Baseball Classic on the line. And Ohtani made him look like a damn fool. Struck him out. And I don't I don't know. I'd have to put more thought into it. I started to kind of dig into the numbers, but then I said, well, I'm going to bed. I don't want to do this. I don't feel like it. Is Mike Trout the best player in baseball right now? I don't know. He has been over the, you know, his generation over the last 10 years. I'm sure you would say Mike Trout is. Most people would say Mike Trout. Like right now, actively, I don't know if he's the best player in baseball. I don't know that. The best hitter. I don't know. You could if someone says he is, okay. But there's an argument to be had. But I'll tell you that Ohtani's the best player in baseball overall because nobody can do what he does. And so maybe this could be considered a passing of the torch. Trout, the best, you know, he has been the best player, and officially passing the torch to who is recognized as the best player. But like you can't even compare Ohtani to anybody or anything. You can compare Trout to other people, to other hitters, other great outfielders. But there's nothing to compare Ohtani to. And so then there's another nice little bonus that we get out of this. We don't see Ohtani in big games either because, you know, stop me if you heard this before, his Major League Baseball team sucks. And so we don't get to see him in big-time games with a lot on the line. And so it was a treat to see that, to see what, okay, just for this, you know, for argument's sake, whatever, to see the two best players in baseball that don't ever get to the postseason with something real and tangible on the line, very, you know, dramatic playoff atmosphere. Okay, all those things could be true. I think all those things could be said for last night, and it's a fantasy matchup that we never see because they play with each other with the Angels. And so it's almost like, you know, you couldn't have written the script better. And it's, I mean, Ohtani was hitting 100. He was throwing gas. And Trout couldn't do nothing with it. You're watching this. How many times have you ever said, and I don't know how much you watch Mike Trout, and again, that's West Coast. We don't, unless you're like a hardcore baseball fan, or you watch him, you know, when he comes to the, you know, to play the Royals, whatever. I'm gonna guess, you know, most Kansas City fans don't see a whole bunch of Mike Trout at bats. You're not staying up late to watch Angels baseball. I mean, you might. I don't know. If you do, that's awesome. But how many times have you ever watched Mike Trout and thought to yourself, "Man, his only hope is if he can get a walk." Because he ain't hitting this guy. He's got no shot. And I wonder how many times he's thought that in his mind. And I'm not saying that he felt defeated in the batter's box. But he should have. Because he wasn't getting nothing off Ohtani last night. And yeah, it went to a full count. But my God, that slider that Ohtani finished him off with. Who's doing anything with that? And we talk so much about Ohtani and what a great hitter he is, and he is. But, I mean, dude was there on the mound to come in for a save against a super all-star lineup that has been, they've just proved themselves to be this dominant offense. How many runs did they just put up in the semifinals against Cuba? 14? And then he's got to, you know, go through Mike Trout, and he does it in that fashion. Like whatever you thought of Ohtani before, then your opinion of him had to go up last night. It had to. I mean, you dream up a scenario. Okay. The entire World Baseball Classic is on the line. And whatever you think of it, whatever I think of it, whatever Nate thinks of it, it doesn't matter. It's what they think of it. And clearly it is a huge, huge, huge event and a huge moment for Japanese baseball. And based on everything that we've seen, it was really, really big to the United States team that was trying to win a championship as well. All right? So if it didn't mean a whole lot to you, it meant a whole lot to them. And it's fair to say it probably meant more to the Japanese team. That's fine. And I'm sure it meant more to Japan than the United States. Fine. But in that moment, you've got Ohtani on the mound against Mike Trout, best versus best. Unless one of those guys get traded or leaves via free agency, we're not ever going to see that. And the odds of us ever seeing that in a more dramatic setting, it would have to be a game seven of an LCS or a World Series, I guess. Like what would eclipse that? I don't know. Who knows? Maybe a wild card game. I don't know. Whatever. A playoff game that the series or whatever came down to that moment. And I couldn't believe it. Because I didn't know. I didn't know who was going to get the best of that matchup. And who knows? Maybe if it happens 10 times, Chop gets him 4 or 5. But I kind of watched it. I'm like, I don't think he would get him 4 or 5 times. I don't know if he'd get him. That was such dominance, right? I mean, he couldn't catch up to the fastball. And then that slider, unbelievable. And so I wanted the United States to win, but I'm a fan of watching greatness. And that was greatness on the mound. And Mike Trout, he was almost zombie-like after he left the batter's box. He's kind of walking off. And you could tell he keeps looking back. I think maybe looking back at the video board. He was befuddled. I'm going to guess that hasn't happened to him very often in his life. Where he was just, am I coming on too strong? He was overmatched.
No, you're not.
You almost felt bad for oh, man. Yeah. You didn't have any shot there, buddy. It almost felt like how you feel like you watch, some rookie making his major league debut against a Cy Young Award winner. Oh, boy.
Hang with him, kid.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll get better, kid. That was Mike Trout. And I don't know, maybe it could have been 5 strikes for a strikeout and Ohtani still would have gone on him. I mean, good God. I mean, that slider, Ohtani's such a badass. And it's just a reminder of how do you find a way to have those two guys to build around, and you don't sniff the postseason? How do you do it? And Ohtani is kind of like having two players.
Yeah.
So how do you do that? I'd like to know. I really don't care, but I want to go to a deeper dive into Angels transactions. Why can't you do something with this, dum-dums? What are you doing? Because, hey, it would be better for baseball. I'd like to see Ohtani in the playoffs. Yeah. Not so much Mike Trout. I've seen Mike Trout in the playoffs against the Royals, But whatever. I want to see Ohtani in the playoffs. Because there could be more of that, because he's the best baseball player in the world. I think that was proven also last night. It was crazy. And so that was, even if you just tuned in for the last couple of innings or the last inning or whatever, just to watch that, it was worth it. Just to watch that at bat, because you felt like you were watching something really special. It felt like you were watching something that was significant that would be looked back upon. I saw different people tweeting about it and about, what that at bat meant and what it could mean. Some people think, Mike Petriello, who writes for MLB.com and used to write for Fangraphs and ESPN, he says, it seems like hyperbole, but to say that was one of the most important plate appearances in baseball history, it sounds like, you're exaggerating, but that was one of the most important. Two of the best ever talents in their first matchup, with a title on the line, to end the WBC that we might look back on as the one that really launched it. That took it from something that not a whole lot of people really cared about to something that a whole lot of people really cared about. And I don't think you can argue that. It's you know, whether you've watched this thing, you know, kind of dragging your feet, kicking and screaming, whether you've not watched it at all, whether you, you know, you dressed up in a Halloween costume and went to a game like Nate, whatever. I think we can all agree that this one was different than the others. And it seemed like this one caught more people's attention, and this could be the one, like they said, that launches it and changes it. And we look back and say, you know, remember when no one really cared about the WBC, and then we had the one with Ohtani and Trout, and then now it become, you know, and Trout was, you know, on the post game last night already saying, yeah, I'm in for the next one, whatever they need, I'm in, you know, and you know, this, you know, some players that maybe have resisted, so I want to be a part of that. And people care about it more. Maybe this is the one that we look back, and so I agree with that. And so when he wrote that, I'm like, yeah, two of the best ever talents, yeah. First matchup, yeah. Title on the line, yeah. Dude is throwing 102. And you're watching like, what am I watching? And I'm watching like the greatest hitter of his generation just can't do, like, helpless up there, right? Helpless. You'd have felt like you needed to go out there and give him a pat on the ass if he just, like, fouled it off and made contact. Hey, all right. There you go, partner. You know, it almost felt like, you know, the first time you put your kid in the elevated batting cage. Like, you know, when you go from slow to medium to fast. Like, okay, I'm going to put you in the medium. It's a little, you know, just get a piece of it. And your kid's in there just flailing away. Like, oh, come on. And, like, on the last pitch, he gets a little contact. Hey! I felt like we're trying, like, come on, just get a piece of it. All right, I'll give you some big league chew if you foul it off, something, a treat. So, I don't know, man, that was wild. And I'm sitting there watching this thing, like, I can't believe this. I can't believe how bad he's making. And I'm not doing this to crush on Trout. I'm doing this just to kind of lift up Ohtani and how it's, like, mind-blowing how talented he is. That he could do that. He could just be a hitter, and he would be fantastic. And he can just go in there in a situation like that. He's usually a starter. Like, oh, no, you're going to close. And then go out there and take care of this against the best lineup in the world. And then you're going to have an emotional showdown against a good friend of yours that you play with the Angels, recognized as the best baseball player in or one of them. And he just... It's like you talk about rising to the occasion. He rose above the occasion. You know, and he started off, a walk. Like, oh, okay. Oh, is Ohtani rattled? And then Mookie Betts like, hold my beer. Let me chop this to second real quick and end any of the dramatics. And then, but you know what? Let's get right to Trout. Let's go. Let's get to this at bat. Ohtani over the last 2 years, unanimous AL MVP. Silver Slugger Award, Commissioner's Historic Achievement Award, started on the mound and hit leadoff in the All-Star Game, AP Athlete of the Year, World Baseball Classic Champion, it's all, you know, and it goes on and on. So there you go. Pretty good, pal. Pretty good for a Tuesday night. So even if you didn't watch the whole game, I hope you saw that at bat. Because you get a pretty good idea, or at least I do. I hope I do. Over the course of my life, I've watched so much sports. I get a pretty good idea, like, oh, I'm watching something special. I'm watching something that people are going to talk about for a long time. And no, I haven't been the biggest viewer of the World Baseball Classic this year. I picked my spots. But when I was watching that, I felt like, oh, I'm watching something. This is a big deal. This is goosebump territory. So, I've ran my mouth enough about it. When we come back from our break, I want to hear what Nate Bucati thought about Ohtani and Trout. I want to hear if Marco gambled on the bet, if there's any way he could find some type of in-game gambling situation for that. I don't know. What would you have gambled on? Before that at bat, what would you have gambled on to happen?
Oh, an out.
Well, you would have put your money on Ohtani?
Yeah. Momentum was riding.
Just asking. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
It didn't feel like the U.S. was going to win the game after Mookie grounded in that double play.
I'm just talking about that at bat. For Trout to get a hit, for Trout to get on base, or for Ohtani to retire, and what would you have picked?
I would have taken the best player in that situation.
Ohtani?
Yep.
What would you have picked?
Ohtani.
Yeah, be honest.
Ohtani.
Don't lie to me on this show.
Ohtani.
Okay. All right, I believe you. We'll take a break. Back after this on WHP. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Something else I thought was pretty cool. Coming out of the WBC, Kyle Schwarber. I like Kyle Schwarber. You know, if you've listened to this show, I have a couple different times I've begged the Royals to sign him. And it has not happened. And I wish the times that he's been available that the Royals would have somehow found a way to get him here. But so I likes him. So he homered last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is now, this is so, I don't know what this means, but I think that's cool. He is now homered in the World Series, the ALCS, the NLCS, the ALDS, the NLDS, the AL wildcard game, the NL wildcard game, and the World Baseball Classic, and the World Baseball Classic Championship. That's kind of cool.
Pretty awesome.
Right?
All big moments.
Yeah. Stud.
So
what do you have to say about this at bat that I probably made too much of in the first
game? I don't think you did make too much of it. I think you're spot on. I mean, look, I know I think I've come on as this, like, you know, massive World Baseball Classic supporter. I've watched two full games. Last night, and I think I watched pretty much the whole game. There was some stuff I had to do running around the house, so I didn't watch every single pitch last night. But I was watching the game, and when it got close, I was real, you know, late in the game, I was really locked into it. And then, of course, I watched that game that I got to go to down in Miami, which was just a wonderful experience. Outside of that, I didn't really watch a ton of it. I watched the highlights. You know, I'd get caught up on social media, seeing the highlights of it and everything. But I love the idea of it, as you know. It reminds me of the World Cup. You know, I like soccer.
Stop it.
So I like that stuff. I like seeing people with their national pride and all that stuff. And it's just fun seeing, like, these all-star games get put together, too, guys from different places. But so I don't think you're making too much of it at all. I think, yes, that was two of the greatest players to ever live. That was what we were hoping for the whole time. It just seemed like it kept building toward that. Hey, maybe we get a chance to see Ohtani versus Trout. How crazy would that be? And when you talk about him being overmatched, the first two strikes were fastballs right down the middle. And Trout couldn't catch up to him. I mean, he took massive cuts at both of those. 100-mile-per-hour fastball right down the middle. And he couldn't catch up to him. And that right there was crazy enough. And then he finishes him off with that slider on the outside corner. And it's just almost not fair. So that was crazy. But earlier in the game, I don't know, a couple innings before that, Ohtani was at the plate. And they're allowed to play the shift in this World Baseball Classic. They haven't banned the shift like they're going to. And I thought they did a pretty good job talking about how some of these balls would be base hits. And batting averages are about to go way back up in Major League Baseball because you're not going to be able to shift like this. But they had shifted over to the right side because Ohtani pulls everything. He hits a ground ball 114 miles per hour. And Trey Turner, who was an incredible star in this whole thing, makes a diving stop and then gets to his knees and makes a perfect throw to first base on one hop. when a ball gets hit 114 miles per hour, you're not supposed to be able to run fast enough to beat the throw out to first base because the ball's getting to the shortstop so quickly. And he beats it out. So he can hit a ball as hard as Mike Trout. He can run as fast as Trey Turner. And he can throw as hard as any pitcher in the world. I mean, it's like, you know how I feel about Bo Jackson and how I'll never really like Kyler Murray because he tried to pose as Bo Jackson and pretend that what he's done is anywhere near as impressive as Bo Jackson. Shohei Ohtani.
Or the Oklahoma athletic department tried to parade him around.
I blame him. Right. I'm being somewhat silly here. But my point is, Shohei Ohtani, maybe I've always felt like I'll never see an athlete as impressive as Bo Jackson all the way around. Maybe Shohei Ohtani is. To be able to be to be able to physically do all of those things as well as any person on the planet as a hitter, a base runner, and a pitcher is incredible. The phrase that I kept hearing last night during the game and after the game was baseball won tonight. Baseball won. And I think that the tone behind that is you could hear people that are involved with the game love the game of baseball and feel like baseball's been taking a lot of L's for a while.
Benji Gill, the Mexican manager, said that in his press conference the night before.
It's a great quote. And baseball has been losing a lot lately. You know, it's been losing fans. It's been losing interest, it seems like. It's just been losing momentum. And so for a moment like this, it was great to see it take a big dub.
The All-World Baseball Classic team was named. Mike Trout was one of the outfielders. Salvi was named catcher for the All-World Baseball Classic team. Pitcher, Ohtani. DH, Ohtani. So he was named both. So I don't. That's ridiculous. Also, Andy Rogers tweeted out that after the Royals game, she said, watch the end of the WBC final in the Royals clubhouse waiting to talk to Jordan Lyles after his start. Everyone there was locked in on the game. One of the greatest things about Shohei Ohtani is hearing how in awe other MLB players are of him. Very cool for the sport. And in case you're wondering what his final numbers were for the World Baseball Classic, he hit .435 with a .606 on base and a .739 slug and had a .186 ERA with 11 strikeouts and 9 2/3 innings. That'll do. Back after this on WHB. Come on. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. The Chiefs re-signed defensive tackle Derek Nnadi. That's good. Adding to the depth of that defensive line. Also, last night, I saw that we were talking about Kim English, who's appeared on the show how many times? 20? I don't know. It looks like he is he's going to be the guy. According to John Rothstein sources, Providence has zeroed in on George Mason's Kim English to be its next head basketball coach. So hopefully that happens. Get that done, and that would be awesome. Hopefully I did not jinx anything by texting a congratulations to Kim English. If I did, then he will be furious. Something else that I saw, a tweet that I thought was interesting. I'll ask you what you think. David Lesky, who appears on the program with Soren Petro, always good to hear him talking about the Royals. He tweeted, Bobby Witt Jr. had 3 at-bats in the WBC, and Brady Singer threw 2 innings. Great experience for them, but I can't imagine the Royals are thrilled about the lack of work. What do you think about that?
That's fair. That's fair, but, hang with them. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I think it's fair, and as you've talked about, there is a drawback to the WBC, and that's it. But I feel like hopefully the experience of being around that event and being around great competitors like that will be the type of thing that helps those guys develop as baseball players in other ways. That's what I'll say. But yeah, it might cause them to get off to, who knows, maybe cause them to get off to a little slower start or something.
That's what
like
you
that.
Want to happen, but do you believe that? I mean, that,
I don't know.
I'm not thrilled with it. I mean,
I don't know. But at least they didn't get hurt.
Right.
So
they should have used Bobby Witt Jr. more.
I'm surprised Brady Singer threw a couple innings.
Well, I don't know. I would love to hear what the Royals really thought about that.
I might have to ask JJ that and see what he thinks. I don't know if he'll tell me the truth. Maybe they're under orders from the...
Are you insinuating that JJ lies to you?
Oh, I'm sure he does when he has to.
Why would he have to?
Well, sometimes you have to lie in life, you know? You can't tell the truth.
Didn't he just say, hey, keep this between us and I'll tell you the truth? Or
I think most of the time, yeah.
He didn't trust you?
I think he does.
If he lies to you, then he doesn't trust you.
Well, I don't.
I gotta lie to this Nate Buchanan. He'll go run his mouth to somebody.
I do run my mouth a
do
lot.
You?
I don't know. I would guess a lot of those guys are. I mean, you know, you care about your own product and everything. You care about where you're working. You don't necessarily care, but I think to go back to it, I'd like to think a lot of these people think big picture enough to see how good that was for the sport of baseball last night. And that maybe each team has to sacrifice a little bit. But overall, for the health of the sport, they got to see how great that was.
Tom Fornelli tweeted out, take note, MLB pitchers. All it takes to get Mike Trout out is a 100-mile-per-hour fastball and an 89-mile-per-hour slider that breaks like a foot and a half at the last second. That's all. If you have that combo, you're good against Trout.
Right. Just do that. Just do what he did.
Didn't you see it? Don't you understand? There's the blueprint.
Dude, that poor guy, man. I actually thought he was going to murder one of those fastballs because they were right down the middle.
Nope.
Didn't touch him.
He looked like he had seen a ghost when he was done.
Well, I mean,
like he looked like he, yeah, I mean, he, it's the equivalent. He'd
he
never
just
seen
saw
it
a
like
unicorn.
Like,
what was that?
What was that? And he really can't even be mad because that slider was just like the perfect pitch.
No.
Like, you know, but just, how often has he said, wow, he's just better than me?
Right.
Because after that one fastball, he kind of nodded at him like, oh. Okay. Did you see that? He kind of nodded like, oh. You can do that, huh?
Right. Yeah, so you're gearing up to try to hit that 100-mile-an-hour fastball, then that slider comes at you. Just crazy. But, man, it was – I'm never going to forget seeing that Trey Turner grand slam in the quarterfinals in person. That moment was incredible. There were great – and seeing Salvi, man, I got to see Salvi hit a game-tying double. And there were so many Venezuela fans in the crowd, and he's waving to them, and they're chanting MVP. And I'm telling all the guys from Venezuela around me, I'm from Kansas City. I was showing them pictures of me and Salvi.
Right.
And they're all fired up. It was just like there are great baseball players out there, fired up and excited. like you said, it really is about what it meant to them. And I think I am going to be very interested to see where that competition goes from here. You know? Because like you said, I think the first thing that you got to get is the players to care. And they've clearly got that now, right? Don't you feel like all, even like the biggest name player, it was kind of like when you got the dream team in the NBA or, you know, in the USA to care. Like, hey, this matters. Let's go do this. We want to win this. The best players want to be a part of it. And when the best players want to be a part of it and they care, that gets everybody else on board. I'm just going to be interested. Like you said, this was the WBC, I think, that even Americans kind of started to pay attention to a little bit.
We'll be back after this on WHP.
Hey, everybody. Joe Spiker, owner of Easton Roofing here. For almost 10 years, we've been a locally owned and operated family business. At Easton, we work on every job with one thing in mind. Integrity matters. I grew up in Central Kansas, was raised on the values of respecting hard work. At Easton, we always make decisions based on the ethical, right thing for the customer. That's what integrity means to us. So if you have any questions about your roof, give me and my team a call. 913-257-5426. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters. Hey everybody, Joe Spiker, owner of Easton Roofing here. For almost 10 years, we've been a locally owned and operated family business. At Easton, we work on every job with one thing in mind. Integrity matters. I grew up in Central Kansas, was raised on the values of respecting hard work. At Easton, we always make decisions based on the ethical, right thing for the customer. That's what integrity means to us. So if you have any questions about your roof, give me and my team a call. 913-257-5426. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it. Today on the show, we're going to talk to Mike Boddicker, Gary Lezak, Greg Gurley, Mike DePasquale, Annie Rogers from MLB.com. We got all that and more. Let's hear a couple of clips dealing with what we've been talking about, that last at bat between Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout to decide the WBC, where Ohtani struck out Trout. Make you look like a fool, boy.
Speed, he threw that speedball by him, didn't he?
Yeah. That's what he did, Marco.
Speedball by him.
Threw that speedball by him, make you look like a fool, boy.
Is that a song in the system?
Yeah. Glory days. Come on.
That's the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Come on. Play clip number 3. I'd like to hear Mike Trout telling us what he thought of that at bat against Ohtani.
So, Mike, take us through the at bat, what it was like.
Yeah, no, it was obviously, fun. Obviously, it didn't come out the way I wanted to. I think as a baseball fan, I think that's, everybody wanted to see it. He won round one. You can't take any away from it. Just to be able to come out of the bullpen, as a starter, and it's showtime. So it's hats off to them guys over there. It was a tough night for us, but we'll be back.
Yes, they will be back. He won't be in meaningful baseball because he plays for the Angels. But
God, it's just crazy that two players that great can't be on a team that wins. I mean, it's just wild.
Ohtani counts for two, man.
Right. Dude, that was one of the things that was crazy about it was, like, between innings, he's running out to the bullpen to be ready if they need him to come in relief, and then he's running back into the dugout to get ready to hit. I don't know. It's
and
just
you think
wild,
of, you think of people that bitch and complain about pitchers being overused and load management and everything else, and this guy out there, he's doing everything. He does it all.
Then they said he's going inside. He's squatting 500 pounds.
Yeah. That's what Boddicker used to do between starts. He'd squat 500 pounds and
oh, yeah,
throw
Boddicker,
that weight around
big
like
time.
Nothing. Can we play some football clips or do we have to break? I don't care what you want me to do. You know Andrew Wiley signed with the Washington Commanders.
Yes.
The former right tackle of your Kansas City Chiefs. He spoke yesterday. He was on it. What show was that he was on? There's a funny name.
You talking about the clips
Andrew
that
Wiley,
I got for
yeah.
you? He was on Canty and Carlin. Or was it Fitz and Fitzsimmons?
No.
You're thinking of
Boomer
the
and
K-
the Nudge.
No, who
you're thinking of the Kay Adams show.
Yeah,
but
what's that?
You sent me that on Twitter.
What's the name of that show? Like
Waking Up with Kay. Let me
something
look real quick.
Funny. Something
Let's
silly.
Something.
Hey, something
Kay that, Adams is her Twitter handle.
You knew that right off the
Up
top
and Adams.
No, I typed in Kay Adams and it popped up.
Up and Adams.
Up and Adams. Oh, I get it. I get it. That's kind of good. That's clever.
He wasn't on Up and Adams, though.
That's good.
No, he was on it. He was on it. He was making his rounds on the media tour yesterday.
All right. Well, let's hear Andrew Wiley telling us a big reason why he signed with Washington was Eric Bieniemy.
For me, it was, the Chiefs' old offensive coordinator, EB, taking the job over there and then really fighting for me to be a part of that program. You know, I finally got to go down there and take the visit and go see his office and chat it up with him. So for me, it's just, you know, bringing this new energy, this new culture to this place and doing it how EB wants to do it. It's, something I've been doing for a while. So I'm just happy to continue working and, you know, especially under a coach like EB.
Wiley was also asked how involved EB was with the Chiefs' offense.
Heavily. He was heavily involved. The day-to-day stuff, all the meetings during the week, he was taking that on. It truly felt like he had a large role in the game plan every single week. And so now I'm just, super excited to see how, he can grow from that and truly take over the entire offense and make it his. So, I'm just super stoked to see what that looks like.
All right, let's get to the second-to-last clip from ESPN NFL reporter Diana Rossini. Here, she updates us on trade talks involving DeAndre Hopkins.
It is really difficult right now in the NFL to be a running back, and a running back like...
He's not a running back, Marco, you know that. DeAndre Hopkins.
Now, another name that we've been hearing that is perhaps on the trade block is DeAndre Hopkins. And Christine, I made a lot of phone calls today to different teams that are in the receiver market. Teams like the New England Patriots, the Buffalo Bills, the Baltimore Ravens, the Houston Texans, the Tennessee Titans, all these teams that need a wide receiver. And I was told for right now, they are not interested in DeAndre Hopkins, and it's not his skill set that they're concerned with. It's the fact that he comes with a price, because Hopkins is going to look for a new contract. Now, there is a thought that he'll be looking for a deal like we saw Brandon Cooks get in his trade where he's taking less money. But as of right now, Christine, there's only one team I know of that is showing interest, that's talking to Arizona about a possible trade, but nothing official just yet.
All right, so when she said she called teams and they said they weren't interested, she didn't say the Chiefs, did she?
No, she didn't.
Nope.
And then at the end, she said there's one team that's interested, and she didn't say who it was. And you can eliminate the teams that you just previously mentioned because she said those teams weren't interested.
Like that. People need to be watching the show this morning to see these expressions you're doing. You sat back and folded your arms for a second and nodded
at the
camera.
What's that make you think?
I don't know, man.
Did she mention the Chiefs in the list of teams that she called and said, are you interested? I said, no.
I don't know. No, I mean, she did not.
You don't know. She just heard the damn teams.
She did not, but there's a lot of teams she didn't list, so that doesn't necessarily.
She said of the teams that need a wide receiver.
Yeah, the Chiefs need a wide receiver.
Right, but she didn't. She conveniently left them out of it. That's all I'm telling you.
Okay. All right.
I just, hey, if she called the Chiefs and say I called them, they said no. There is one team, but I'm not going to mention them.
The Chiefs shouldn't be scared off by this price tag the way everybody else is.
If he's willing to renegotiate like Brandon Cooks did. Who the hell are you talking about? The Chiefs are scared by anything.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just got to push your buttons a little
scared
bit.
Scared of what? Scared of winning another ring?
What's that Jesse J song, Scared About the Price Tag? It ain't about the money, money, money.
You see, Brandon Cook's new contract, 2 years, $20 million with $12 million guaranteed. Oh, if you DeAndre Hopkins for that in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me? 2023 base salary is $4 million guaranteed. 2024 base salary is $8 million. 25 and 26 avoidable. 2023 cap number $6 million. I mean, scared of what? Scared of this? Scared of winning? Scared of kicking ass? We'll take a break back after this on WHB.